Hello, this is Anna, Christy, and Liz coming to you from Satterley Hall on SUNY Potsdam campus. The classrooms are empty, and there are hurried footsteps in the hall awaiting summer. But the question of teacher dispositions of students is still heavy on the minds of professors planning for next year. Teacher dispositions are defined as the criteria for behaving in a highly professional manner, and sometimes is a subjective matter. We are here today with Carol Rossi Fries, professor at Potsdam and named New York State Teacher of the Year. We're asking her for her insight in the Block 1 experience, which is the first time teacher candidates are graded on dispositions.
Carol, how do you feel when you have to confront a student about his or her dispositions?
Well, I'll be honest with you, it's a very uncomfortable situation. Nobody wants to be dragged into an office and talk about maybe what's wrong with your experience in the program.
How do you feel about teacher candidates' dispositions now as opposed to in the past?
I'm just seeing that dispositional issues are growing. It seems that at least the graduates in my methods classes, they're only interested in getting a 4.0 rather than the process. So if they get less than that, the big question to me is, but I've never gotten less than a 4.0. And even though when I spend time going over the rubric, it's like this little mantra that they have, but I've never gotten less than a 4.0. So I'm finding the way people dress is totally inappropriate with low-cut tops, and guys aren't too bad anymore, but women really should look in the mirror and check what they're wearing. It's inappropriate.
How do you feel about the dispositions as an evaluative tool? Do you think that they're effective?
Actually, I do if you use them.
So, teacher candidates, when you leave this summer, just keep the dispositions in mind. Your professors will be looking for them in the fall.